Public challengers of White Clay beer sales say the law enforcement presence is too small for the criminal consequences of public intoxication. Supporters of licensing say the four alcohol stores in White Clay should receive permits because the situation has not changed and they've had continued permission to sell alcohol. Nebraska's Liquor Control Commission listened to people testify and answer questions for more than 10 hours. The conversations reveal the complex relationship between Oglala Lakota County in South Dakota and its Sheridan County, Nebraska neighbors. Tribal Attorney General Tatewi Means is the top prosecutor for the Oglala Sioux Nation. She says Native American law enforcement officers have a working relationship with South Dakota officials. Means says that isn't how it works with Nebraska.
It's been a non-existent collaboration. So for our law enforcement, I know that they reach out to Sheridan County. Sometimes there's chases that go either way, and there's some communication in that regard. But sit down collaborations to figure out how we can strategize to provide more effective law enforcement in White Clay, it doesn't happen.
Not all authorities have that same perspective on communication and jurisdiction. Sheridan County Sheriff Terry Robbins says his officials sometimes take people from Nebraska 1 mile to Pine Ridge, but not any farther.
My officers get stopped by the tribal police and want to know what we're doing up there because they think we're trying to interview on the reservation in their sovereign nation, and they don't want any outside law enforcement there.
Three Nebraska commissioners expect written closing arguments from alcohol license supporters and opponents on April 14th. They expect to vote on or before May 2nd. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina.